even though it's one type of a peri. But if you have good ones, black ones and white ones, you shouldn't take off truma, black ones to white ones. So maybe af reishas against also, min ha-shayin min ha-lay, you should not be mafrish reishas against on one type of wool for another type of wool. Tavi Gemara says, well, how do you know this? For God, the truma min ha-hayin is about truma, the time would be like this. Ho yulay shmei min ha-tainim, he had two types of tainim, two types of figs. Shchayus levonas, you have black ones and white figs. V'chayim the same thing, shnei minichidim, two types of wheat. Even though they're both wheat, but they're a little bit different, one's white, one's black, different type of wheat. Is ain turning my tzum is there, not so much of tzum from one or the other. Each min you have to do by itself. We have Yitzchak oim in Yishum, Rebbe Loi, this is the name of Rebbe Loi, like this, or somehow to give to Rebbe Loza. Rebbe Shammai oim in ain turning, the Shammai says you're not allowed to. Yeah, or by still learning Tainin. They say it says, yes, you are allowed to. That's what still learning Tainin, she says, the cool learning Tainin. Because they're all types of figs. But if a Tanakama, Paul, a God, Rabbi Yitzchak, the Yom, the Mechel, the Silla, the God is here, the Trey Minim, or the Kol Trey Minim. So of course, when you see by Truma, two different Minim, you cannot take off Truma, one for the other. So say the same thing, Shiva, Rashi, against also. Now, so Moses says, "Af reishis agayis should also be the min ha-shein and min ha-lay. You should not be able to take off reishis agayis from one type of wool on the other type of wool." So Moses says, "In a stack of truma, you can't call to a blow. You will not be able to because you learn out reishis agayis from truma." So Moses in I brought now learn like this: Hoyulay days minim. You have two different types of wool. Shufaisum of vonos. You have darker type and white type of wool. So it's like this. The Mishnah says, "Mocholay shufais." If you brought off to somebody the shufa is the darker type, avalem levonis, you didn't buy the white type of animals, white type of wool. So Mishnah says, "Zeh noisim liyatzmai, zeh noisim liyatzmai." Each one takes off his own. So chur tzmanash from whether you don't take off reishis agayis one on the other. Each minute by itself. Rashi says, "Mocholay yisrael yisrael." That says, "Zeh noisim liyatzmai, zeh noisim liyatzmai." Hoyo vulei shayim liyatzmai, yosim liyatzmai, yosim liyatzmai. Is a melech lahafish aleisam gizim shemochem b'asim lahafish. That's a piece that saying lemochem. Yeah. So mashmo, but you don't take off mina minay. So good. So that's a raya like Rebbe Loi and Echanani. Even though it's our mishnah, this part of the mishnah goes like Rebbe Loi. That you see by Rosh Hashanah, you don't take off mina shena minay. So Moshe says that's the pshat in our mishnah. If so, I'm a miyatev. So I am a miyatev sefer, the sefer of our mishnah. The Talmud says in our mishnah. Zechorim avulay nekeveis. Says my Mishnah what about Zechorim, but not nekeveis. So if he sold you all his male sheep and not the female ones, it says also Mishnah. Zeh noisim liyatzmai, zeh noisim liyatzmai. So it says each one takes off his own reishis hageis. Now here in the Kuru, they're both exact same men. Just because one's a male and female doesn't make a two minim. So Ochanam, you want to tell me here, Mishum de Trey minim inu, that the Mishnah mitzvah says, because it's two different minim, that's where you take off and I take off. Avada not. It's the exact same type of rule, just as females and males, so that's not Shan the Mishnah. And what does the Mishnah mean to tell us? Eitzah Teva Kamashman, just tell him Eitzah Teva. The Lamai says, you're buying now off the person who is male sheep. So very good, you're buying the male sheep, you have that rule, you take off yourself, you have righteous agayis. And the Moich is keeping for himself the female ones, he'll do his own. Not because it's Min Ashen and Mimei. Sam, it's a good Eitzah Teva. But if you boy take care of yours, now take care of mine. So could be asked on the ratio also. When you have the white one and the black one, not because you can't take off one and the other, it's just them and it's a favor. But she says, Alevadai shiurihu, the yamecha ramele meisav kulei. What a tani zeh meisav yatsa, zeh meisav yatsa, meisav yatsa, meisav kamashkama, nashmin metano, lemecha shlayitim lemin ala kevis. Hamashmoos la olazchom, shemoch le mishumdai zchom. Yeah, right. Terminate the table, that's the way you should do it. The Nesavlei Mehai Derochich or Mehai Diyoshin. The Nesavlei, you should give to the Kohen like this wool that's soft and this wool is a little bit harder. That's all. Mashal, one is harder, one is a little bit softer. That she says, Mishum, behind this Chom Ashoin, has the male sheep is a little bit harder. The Kosher, behind the Nekavis Rochich, that the female sheep, that wool is a little bit softer. The fikr of yichdim and lakeh could be rishas hageish as chorim, mitzvah as chorim, this is a dominant table, like let the crane have in both types. That's true, but not because it's min b'shein minoi. So tell me, Reshua, Sechonon, it's not the Kanash Malon. The lights of Lemi Tavayu, that use stan, give the curve like in both types, but not because it's halacha, you can't be ma'afush min al-shein minoi. So again, the mission is no raya. So more anyway, it's another question of the Gemara, who are kinni l'mastis and make rabbi anyway, and a chanami. Most of you, we just got finished saying already, our mission is not like Rabbi Noi. That's why our mission says about racist, we don't make that racist against to Truma. Yeah. That's why our mission is Madaik, that if you buy the tzoyin off the guy, you have a chiv racist against, even though it didn't grow the chiv. So that should bring in a line now from our mission. We just got finished saying our mission is not like Rabbi Noi anyway. What can I say, like Rabbi Noi? So Gemara says, good. So it's all part of the terrifies. Like for now, Mishnah, you have no proof. Because here it's not a din of min b'shem and minay. Here it's not made further commashman. And then Echonami also. Secondly, you can't bring any proof from our Mishnah. Because we already said our Mishnah is on like Rebbe Noi. Then there's another question. Ima chukon for Rebbe Noi. Ima chumabinu rishis. Sheshireni korin. When your master is truma, you have to like, take off some truma and leave over some. There has to be Shiran, let's be left over. Maybe Afreshus Agesh Shiran Nikom also. You could only give part of the wool to the Kohen, but you can't give him all of it. But you have to have some Shiran Nikom. Rashi, in Omar, Kol Groni Truma, the Omar Kohen, first and second one, all my Tfuah to be Truma, it's not good. So maybe Rashi Agesh also that way. So Moses says, in yes, we have none, we learned. However, somebody says, Kol Groni Truma, the Holy Sassi Chal, the Omar Kohen. If somebody says all my wheat should be truma and all my dough should be challah, it's no good, because truma has to be rishis. We have to see what you're taking off and you have some left over. Kol gizrei rishis, dvarav kayamim. Here it's mashma, the first one to say all his gaze, all the wool that I'm sharing off, and I want it all to go to the kain. Mashma dvarav kayamim, yes, you could do that. And Vatani, the one another brisa, no, that Leyom Akrim, another brisa says, no, if somebody shares off the wool from five animals, and he says, all of it, you go to the Kain, nothing doing. El Ashramino, or Rebbe Noi, Rabban, and Echonami Shramino, that's a good proof. That the two brises, one goes according to Rebbe Noi, that we learn out Reshes against from Truma, and just like by Truma, you can't take off everything to be Truma, Reshes against Rossi, to say those things, you go to the Kain, it means nothing. And the other one says, no, hold on like Rebbe Noi, you don't learn out Reshes against from Truma. To go to Machlokes, the contra blow, that's the way it should be. Omer Rav Nachman, by Yitzchok, Ibn, and Noi Galma, today, how do we pass in? Kahani, Kles, Issa, we pass by these three older people. To Rabbi Loi, Rashi Zagaz, we pack a pass in here of Rabbi Loi, Rashi Zagaz, that we learn out Rashi Zagaz from Truma. The Tani we learned, Rabbi Loi, Omer, Rashi Zagaz, and Noi Galaboris. That we pack a pass in that way. That we learn out from Truma, it's only Noi Gan Eretz Yisrael, not a Chutz Loretz. We pass from Yudhavam Sayyid Nagayat Yukas Talmud Torah, the what? The Tanya we learned. We have Yudhavam Sayyid right there, and Divre Torah Makabla and Tumah. Means that even a person comes about Kerry, Zerah comes out of him at night time, still is allowed to learn Torah the next day. But then we don't hold from Takonis Ezra. He does not have to go to the Mikveh to learn Torah. We hold Ain't Divre Torah Makabla and Tumah. But even though he became about Kerry, still you're allowed to learn Torah. That's what we passed him. Yeah. Rather, the first thing is Rabbi Yashu b'Klayim. The fact that Rabbi Yashu sheep and Ruchas Klayim. The Tanya learned like this: Rabbi Yashu Omer, Liyomer main Chayv in Achayv and Klayim, not over the Avera, at Yisro Chito Sora v'Chatzan and Pelos Yad. The Yisro Klayak Kerem he learns only when you have two things: you have to have wheat and barley, which is Klayim by itself, and also with a Chatzan with a grape seed. If you plant these three things together, that's when you Chayv. If you don't have these three things together, there's no Yisro Klayak Kerem. The kids we passed through are these three halachas. That's your Shleshtum Yach, no Biyasivis Benoi. As we acquire him later, we come out that that's not like a Biyashi. According to Biyashi, you only chayiv if you plant all three together. So then the Mishnah says, Chayim of Israel. Because the Gemara of a list of one, you also say, Chayim of Rashi Zagay, Shinoi Gibetrafis. Rashi Zagay is applied even by Trafis, not the Matonis. Mashenkim Matonis. No, Reisha Gez also potter from the behemoth of Treif, he potter from Reisha Gez. By time with Reb Shimon, what's the reason? Yalf Nesim Nesim with Matanus. Ma Matanus Treif Aloi, if he can't eat from it, there's no mitzvah to give it to him. Reisha Gez also, Nami Treif Aloi.
But my we all have seen the sin of Matanus.
All right, we'll continue.
You're holding the Kufla Medvov and Medeiz, but two dots. Again, the bottom two dots. It says, the Mishnah says, Chayme Bezroya, that the mitzvah to give this Roya L'chaim V'kevo is more Chumroh than Reishas Hageiz, because they apply both by Boka Titzoin, and Reishas Hageiz is only by Tzon, only by Rechelis. So Morias Takasha, but listening, why don't the Mishnah also say, Chayme B'Reishas Hageiz, the Reishas Hageiz has a Chumroh, Shenoig B'Treifus, even though the behemoth is a trefa, still, and you shed off the wool, still you have a chiyuv to give the wool a matana to the kohen. Ma'ashenkin b'matanas, ma'ashenkin by the mitzvah of Zerah l'chayim v'kevo, the other pasuk says clearly, that's only if you make a shechita that's mutter to your teeth, that you can eat from it. Rashi says, trefa in the bechlam matanas, their siv, titnoi loy, v'loy l'kalbo, you have to give him something that he could eat, and not that the kohen could only give it to his caliph. So if the behemoth is a trefa, there's no mitzvahs of matanov zrev l'chaim v'keva. Ma'ashenkin reishas hageiz is still a chiv. So why don't the Mishnah say also this chiv of zeroya over l'chayayim? So the Gemara says, Amar Ravina says, Amani Rabbi Shimoni. I tell you, Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Titani, we learned the Gemara neither that says Rabbi Shimon poitas a trefas from reishas hageiz. Rabbi Shimon says that a trefas potter from reishas hageiz. Samara says, let's see, my time with Rav Shimon will be the reasoning of Rav Shimon. Why would Rav Shimon say, Behemoth there's a treifa, he apparts from giving Reishas Hageiz? So it must be because Nesina, Yalaf Nesina, Nesina, Mimatonus. He learns out Xerah Shavah says the word Nesina by Reishas Hageiz, and it says the word Venosa by Matonus. But as Zeroya, so Ma Matonus, just like by the Matonus, Zeroya, Chayam Kaiva, Treifa Loi, since the Kohen can't eat from it, is after Reishas Hageiz, Nami Treifa Loi, who I didn't. There's no mitzvah reishas hageiz by a treifa. So Marius Takashi, that's Pshan Reb Shimon, V'yalef Nesin Nesin Mamatonois. Like if you tell him in Pshan Reb Shimon is, he learns out his Xerah Shavah, the word Nesin Nesin, that says by Matnes Kuna, by Yisrael Chayim Mekev, so Lelef Nesin Nesin Mitruma, let him rather learn out reishas hageiz Nesin Nesin for the mitzvah of Truma. And say like this, Matruma Biyaritzin M'chutz Loretz Loi, just like Truma only applies in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Loretz. So maybe it should be the same way. Af Reishas Hageiz Nami Boretzim Chutz Loretz Loi. Reishas Hageiz only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. Alom Atzan Hakam Lord and Al Mishnah Reishas Hageiz Noi Boretzim Chutz Loretz. The Al Mishnah says clearly Reishas Hageiz is Nagei both, even in Chutz Loretz. So you see clearly Al Mishnah, you do not make this Gezerah Shov in the sin of the sin of the Truma. You do not learn out Reishas Hageiz from Truma, and you want to say Pshat Al Mishnah is according to Rabbi Shimon. So why is the Bishuv making Xerah Shav in the sin of the Sina? From Reishas Hageiz to Matano, let him better make this Xerah Shav in the sin of the Sina to Matruma. And if so, the Dinah, you should have been Potter in Chutz Loretz. So Elamai, if our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon, that can't be Pshan Reb Shimon. Ella, rather, the Gemara says, Hainu time with Reb Shimon. You know what the real reason of Reb Shimon is? That he says a Treifa is Potter from the midst of Reishas Hageiz. El Hainu time with Reb Shimon. The Yalef Tzoyin Tzoyin Mi Maisri learns out of Xerah Shavah Tzoyin that it says by Reishas Hageiz with the lock of Maisri Behema. Ma Maisri, just like by Maisri Behema. Treifa Loi is not in the Pasha of Maisri Behema. Of course, by Treifa, it says, we'll soon see why, is Af Reishas Hageiz Treifa Loi, who I didn't have a Behema. That's a Treifa, there's no mitzvah to give the Reishas Hageiz. Now the Gemara asks, well, how do we know? How do we know it over there? How do we know that a Behema is a Treifa? There's no Din Maisri Behema on it. Because the pasuk says, "Kol asher yavor tachas hashevet." Anything that goes underneath the shevet, I mean the behemoth that could move, could walk. So Darsh v'miya prat l'treifa, excluding a treifa. And Rashi explains it means in a treifa. Let's say where the leg is cut off from the knee upwards, and that's a treifa. And such a treifa, the behemoth can't walk. Shein away varis, it can't walk. And we learn out just like that treifa has no din ma'isa. Who did all treifas have no halach of ma'isa? Now the Gemara is the Leilev Tzoyin Tzoyin Bechor. Still, it says the word Tzoyin by Bechor also. So why don't I learn out the mitzvah of Reishas Hageiz from Bechor and say like this? Ma Bechor filu treifa. Even though the behemoth of the Bechor is born a treifa, still has kedusha. And like Rashi says, Bechor kodesh afilu treifa. Or boy kfuru, you have to bury it. So kedusha say rechem, it has kedusha from its rechem. Is to learn out that who adin Reishas Hageiz should also apply to a treifa. So Ma Bakura fuel tray for operation gave a fuel tray for also. Tarab Shimon not learn out because they show it sign that it says by my vibrations gaze. From the sun that it says by my sibemo, maybe learn it out from the word sun that it says by Bakor that it should be chayv and righteous gaze. So Mar says, Mistarvat's move is forward to make Xerishava mi maisa, to learn out the mitzvah of Rashis Agaz from the parsha of Maisa Beimo. Why? As Mistarvat mi maisa heavenly lamelof, Shekain Zechorim, that means to say both of them do not have to be a male. There's the parsha of Rashis Agaz even by a female, even by Nekevom, and the one did Maisa Beimo also. Mashen Kain Bechor was only by a Zochor. Tineim, that both Rishis Agaz and Mice does not apply to Behemoth Tumeya. By Shankin Bechor, there's a Pasha of Petachamor. The Merubim, that by Rishis Agaz you have to have at least 5, and by Mice you have to have 10. By Shankin Bechor applies to even 1. Merechim, that Bechor has Kedusha Merechim, the other 2 do not, you have to be Makdashit. Odom, that a Bechor applies by an Odom, there's a Pasha of Pidgin Aben. By Shankin by Rishis Agaz and Mice, there's no Pasha by an Odom. Poshut, they both apply not to a Bechor, Maisa Beimah and Rashis Agaz. Mashenken and Bechor is only Bechor. Lefnei Hadiba means the mitzvah of Rashis Agaz not apply before Nesina Satera. And the Huadin Maisa Beimah. Mashenken and Bechor was Kitru Mitzrayim. So there's a lot of reasons to say sign from Maisa Beimah rather than from Bechor. So Mora says, no, Adarabba. The Bechor have a little amelot. There's more of a sort to say, learn out Rashis Agaz from Bechor. Shekain Yosem, both have a locho that the chayiv, even though it's Yosem, means even though its mother died, Peshasha was born. Still, it's chayiv in Bechor, and there would be a mitzvah of Rashis Agaz. Mashen came by Maisa Behemel Yepotter. Because Maisa Behemel, you learn now, Takas Mikodeshim. And it says, Takas Hima Pratli Yosem. So therefore, Rashis Agaz should be more doima to Bechor. Also, Shelochu. That even though you bought them, still you chayiv and rashis agaz and you chayiv and bechor. Ma'ashenke, ma'ase beim is pot if you bought the animal, only what's born by you. This shutfis, that there's no mitzvah ma'ase beim by shutfis. Ma'ashenke by bechor and by rashis agaz you have. Nosnu, means if it was given to you for a present, Rashi says, you have a chayiv rashis agaz and bechor, but not ma'ase beim. Befnei Rashi says, bechor v'gaz noigim, ashle befnei abayis. Avo Mais Rizorun Ageya B'zman Yav Debes Amigdash. Who Adin Kohen? That both Rashis Ageyz and Bechor goes to the Kohen. Mashenkin Mais Abayim goes to the Bailam. And Bigdusha, Rashi says Bechor and Yitzhak